All right. Caravan Ray also covered Better Be Home Soon by Crowded House for Crump Art, a.k.a. Hot Pink Halo.
Stripping back the coats of lies and deceptions. Back to nothingness, like a week in the desert. And I know I'm right for the first time in my life. And that's why I tell you, you better be home soon. So don't say no, don't say nothing's wrong. Cause when you get back home, maybe I'll be gone. Whoa, 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 whoa.
If it's okay, I'd like to put Micah on the spot, because Micah did not choose this one to cover. What did you think of sort of the song and of Caravan Ray's take on it?
It's now been, feels like years. It's now been several weeks since I listened to the original. I liked Caravan Ray's performance. It was understated. It's mostly just guitar and vocals with some vocal harmony. Do you guys know me well enough to know what I'm going to say about the harmony vocals?
Go for it. Surprise us.
All right. If you're singing two vocal lines with the same rhythm, and it's the same person singing, it's your voice doing both of them, and they have the same rhythm, they have to actually rhythmically line up. And most of the time it's great, but it's a chorus towards the end where the rhythm is just off from one to the other. And it's different if you're very consciously doing like a backing vocal thing where you're maybe singing in a different way, or it's supposed to be sort of a more simplified rhythm. There are ways to make it work, but often it just happens that you're a little bit sloppy and you just don't take the time to synchronize your vocal tracks. So other than that, very nice, lovely. He said on the forum, I wanted to do some experimenting with microphones and software, so needed a nice, simple song to play, and there just happened to be just the thing requested. So I don't think he put a ton of time and effort into it. So that's that one thing. Otherwise, it is nice. It's understated. It's simple. It is a good song, and it was nice to hear.
At the beginning of your discussion here, you mentioned that it had been weeks since you'd heard the original. So this wasn't sort of a part of your growing up, this song, I'm assuming. Is that right?
Crowded House?
Better yeah, this song, this song in particular, yeah.
No, it was not.
Oh, okay. All right.
Should it have been?
Yeah, it's from 1988, so it's pretty old.
Yeah, but it was a big deal for a long time, I thought. I mean, for me, it seemed to be like maybe it was a staple of rom-com kind of music. I just seem to remember, number one, loving the song, but also, you know, loving the song when I shouldn't have because I was, you know, way into Rush and and Rat and Alice Cooper. But I just thought it made a huge impression, and I just kept on hearing it for decades, I thought. So that's a little bit of a surprise to me, but...
No, I have encyclopedic knowledge of very specific musical acts and musical genres, and then I also have huge black holes. So Crowded House is one of those black holes.
Gotcha. Yeah.
80s ballads have got to be one of my least favorite musical forms.
Huh. Okay, well, I thought, for some reason I thought that everybody had the same experience with this song as I did. But yeah, it was a hit when I was a teenager, and I thought it just sort of remained a classic. But anyhow, Caravan Ray recorded a soulful performance here, I thought, did a really lovely job. And you think it's going to be G&G, but then the bass comes in, and then the backing vocals, and it's a nice, effective buildup. Yeah, I thought it was a great job.
Yeah, in terms of Ray's experimentation, one thing I'd suggest that he add to that is a high pass filter, because there are some really boomy low ends that you hear in this recording that are a little bit distracting. But other than that, yeah, I agree with everything everybody else said. I like how it starts off G and G, and that's what you think you're going to get. And then the bass and drums come in, and I thought some of the harmony vocals were fantastic. So as a throwaway song that he did quickly, I'd say, wow, Ray's pretty talented. I would be pleased if my throwaway songs came off this good.